That's The Divine Comedy and Come Home, Billy Bird. Jeanette's on the line in Werrington. Morning, Jeanette.
Good morning, Stuart, and how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good. What do you want to say?
Well, I think I can understand what the lady's saying. I had a cousin that's been disabled from birth, very severely disabled, but she's able to keep her dignity. She's been able to look after herself. But I think when you come to a stage in your life when you are dependent on someone else to do your toiletries, I think that is the time to go. I know there's unscrupulous people about, and I know other people have got to be protected. So whether it's a pro for or a euthanasia or help, I don't know how it would be approached. But I think there's people that would really be able to take their life, or that people take their life for them. There's nothing wrong with me at the minute, but my daughters know that if the time comes when I am on a machine, or even if I'm not on a machine, I'm in bed, that somebody's got to feed me or to do me toiletries, then I would help. I would like help for me to go. Because I don't think anybody, when they reach that stage, deserves to lose their dignity.
Can I just say, I do fully appreciate what you're saying, and I accept that for you now, that is how you feel. But if when you get to that point, you've got the level of care which allows you to say what you want done, when and how, then you don't lose your dignity because you are still in control.
Do you feel in the system we're in at the moment, Jill, do you still feel in control?
I am, because I've fought for it. When I got to the point where life wasn't worth living, Vic got on his high horse.
I got annoyed. I got annoyed when Jill said, "Oh, I'm fed up, I want to end it all." Because I didn't really want to go. I mean, that isn't the person I knew. So,
We had to shout and hammer and scream.
Yeah, it is hard work getting the care and the facilities that you need, because
not what they want to give you.
Yeah, because other people they have different criteria. Isn't that the word that we were told by one of them?
They're not allowed to do this.
Yes, it doesn't meet their criteria.
They're not allowed to do that.
But that actually isn't. That isn't looking at it from our point of view, it's from their point of view.
And eventually...
Yeah, they agreed in the end.
We had to go to our county councillor.
Yeah.
And get him out.
Yes, we did. Which is similar to how that other chap said he got in touch with his MP.
Yeah.
To Barry. I mean, this is something we'll talk more about after the news, because it does seem that there's a real issue with actually getting the care that people deserve and actually avoiding that. So that's something we'll come on to in a few moments' time after the travel and news at 11.
Travel news
from BBC Radio Stoke.